FNC's Carlson, very few Democrats have pushed BLM more aggressively than Kamala Harris. She is a radical person. By Jeff Poor on October 1, 2020. Thursday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program with a monologue about the Democratic Party's embrace of the Black Lives Matter movement throughout the 2020 presidential election cycle. Carlson focused on Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the Democratic Party's vice presidential nominee, in particular. He showed how she, in her own words, had been more outspoken with her support of Black Lives Matter than most others in the Democratic Party. Partial transcript as follows. Carlson, you should know a lot more about Kamala Harris, a lot more. Kamala Harris is 22 years younger than Joe Biden is. So if Joe Biden wins next month, at some point, possibly sooner than we expect, Kamala Harris will control the White House, the federal government. And that is a concern because very few people in the Democratic Party, certainly at her level, have pushed BLM's message more aggressively than Kamala Harris. Here she was on Friday. Begin video clip. Harris, Black Lives Matter has been the most significant agent for change within the criminal justice system because it has been a counterforce to the force within the system that is so grounded in status quo and in its own traditions, many of which have been harmful and have been discriminatory in the way they've been enforced. End video clip. Carlson, we're quoting, Black Lives Matter has been the most significant agent for change within the criminal justice system, and that was a compliment. She was praising BLM as she said that. So, what kind of change is BLM pushing for? What exactly is their prescription for changing our justice system? Well, we could tell you, but maybe you wouldn't believe us. So instead, we're going to play a tape from Patrice Cullors. She is one of the founders of BLM. Here is what she said this summer. Begin video clip. Cullors, until and unless our leaders become signatory to the BREATHE Act, to legislation that eliminates the federal government's ability to give multi-million dollars in grants to military police forces, dismantle punitive policing like ICE and Border Patrol and the DEA, and the use of surveillance systems being used to target protesters, and bans the use of police agencies to suppress political dissent, the Democratic Party of today will be remembered as a party of complicity. End video clip. Carlson, so dismantle ICE and the DEA. That means no more drug enforcement, no more border enforcement. That's the change Kamala Harris is endorsing. Again, we are not making it up. We just showed you the tape. She said that on Friday, not 30 years ago in college, on Friday. Eliminating law enforcement agencies, entire federal agencies may be a lot of things. It is not a moderate position. It is a radical position. Kamala Harris is a radical person. It doesn't matter what she seems like. It doesn't matter how soothing her words may sound. If you listen to what they mean, they are radical. Here is Kamala Harris on Friday describing the founders of BLM. Begin video clip. Harris, nothing that we have achieved that has been about progress has come without a fight. Nothing that we have achieved in our country that has been about progress, and in particular around civil rights, has come without a fight. End video clip. Carlson, so she used one word twice in that clip. What was that word? It was fight. Kamala Harris likes people who fight. She likes fighting. These people are brilliant, says Kamala Harris, but most of all, they like to fight. And she is right. Patrice Cullors certainly does like to fight. Cullors is a self-described Marxist. She's not afraid to defend looting on television. In fact, she's happy to. Watch her do it. Begin video clip. Seth Meyers, the protest has been overwhelmingly peaceful, but there is a media focus on looting. Cullors, we are very obsessed with property damage. Property damage is seen as sort of like the pinnacle of destruction and violence, and we rarely hear the media focus on police violence or police terror. End video clip. Carlson, just another brilliant friend of Kamala Harris, someone who likes to fight. In any other year, the vice presidential candidate who openly supported people like this, endorsed them from the stage, that would be a major national scandal. It might be enough to get Kamala Harris bounced off a ticket. But not this year, not in 2020. No one is saying the word about it. They are hoping we won't notice. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.